KJAN Sports. It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, let's check softball last night as girls postseason softball play got underway for the smaller classes. In Class 1A play last night in Region 6, it was Murray over Bedford 11-1. From Region 7, Stanton defeating Cam 5-3. Exira EHK beat Southwest Valley 12-0. Griswold over East Union 8-5. Coon Rapids Baird topping Orient Maxburg 6-1. Baxter defeated Audubon 6-5. Glidden Ralston over Arweva 12-0. In Region 8 in Class 1A, it was Lawton Bronson over Booyer Valley 15-5. Westwood beat Whiting 13-1. West Harrison over Woodbine 14-4. Fremont Mills, a 17-5 winner over Essex. Sydney beat St. Albert 13-7. And Riverside, a winner 15-4 over East Mills. In 2A play last night from Region 2, it was Clarinda over West Central Valley 6-3. Tri-Center outscored Missouri Valley in 8 innings by a score of 16-11. Those winners all advance in postseason girls softball play. In regular season softball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central downing Harlan by a final of 6-0. In boys regular season baseball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic a winner over Glenwood by a score of 8-1. It was Clarinda over Red Oak 6-4. Lewis Central beating Harlan 4-3. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 7-6. Shenandoah beat Missouri Valley 11-1. Clarinda downing Griswold 15-0. Red Oak beat Clarinda Academy 21-2. It was Winterset over Creston 8-0. Denison beating IKM Manning 11-0. And St. Albert over Bedford 14-3. Games involving Western Iowa Conference teams saw Underwood beat Sydney 19-1. Woodbine over AHSTW 6-2. Audubon topping Southwest Valley 5-2. Trainer beat Van Meter 11-8. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK, a winner over Orient Maxburg 13-7. Woodward Granger beat Cam 6-1. Woodbine over Booyer Valley 7-4. East Sac County beat Arweva 14-5. South Central Calhoun over Coon Rapids Baird 11-3. West Harrison beat Whiting 11-1. From the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over East Union 10-0. And from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley falling to Earlham by a score of 14-1 in boys baseball play last night. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals' four-game losing streak is over after Yadier Molina hit a solo homer and drove in three runs to help St. Louis double up the Diamondbacks 6-3. Jed Jerko also hit a solo shot and finished with two RBIs to back Carlos Martinez, who gave up two runs while striking out seven over six innings last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat San Francisco 5-2. The L.A. Dodgers pounded the Pittsburgh Pirates 17-1. In the American League, Francisco Lindor collected seven RBIs with just two swings of the bat, smacking a grand slam and a three-run homer as the Indians trounced the Royals 9-3. Corey Kluber spotted Kansas City a 2-0 lead in the first inning before improving to 12-4, yielding three runs over six innings. Rajay Davis went 3-for-3 with three runs scored as Cleveland stretched its lead in the AL Central to 9.5 games over Detroit. Detroit was a winner last night as they beat Toronto in 10 innings by a score of 3-2. In interleague play, Atlanta beat the New York Yankees in 11 innings, 5-3. Boston over Washington, 4-3. Cincinnati, a 5-3 winner over the Chicago White Sox. Miami, a 3-2 10-inning winner over Tampa Bay. And Milwaukee beat Minnesota in 10 innings by a score of 6-5. Well, the Diamondbacks have A.J. Pollock in their lineup for the first time since breaking his left thumb while diving for a ball in the outfield against Milwaukee on May 14th. Pollock got off to a strong start this season, hitting .293 with 11 homers and 33 RBIs in 40 games before that injury. He was expected to be out before the All-Star break. In other Major League Baseball news, Indians right-hander Danny Salazar will miss the remainder of the season after undergoing shoulder surgery. He won't be able to throw for at least 3 months while he recovers. There's no definitive timetable on when he'll pitch again. The Twins have reinstated shortstop Jorge Polanco following his 80-game suspension for testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. Minnesota also has recalled right-hander Zach Littell from AAA Rochester, among several moves before their game at Milwaukee. In tennis, Roger Federer has begun his latest Wimbledon title defense with a dominant win over his first-round opponent. The eight-time champ needed just 79 minutes in a 6-1, 6-3, 6-4 victory. The top-seeded Federer won nine straight games once the 58th-ranked opponent held a serve in the opener. Third-seeded Marin Cilic, eighth-seeded Kevin Anderson, number 9 John Isner, and number 11 Sam Querrey also won their opening round matches in straight sets, as did 13th-seeded Milos Raonic. Unseeded Stan Wawrinka showed the form that earned his 3 Grand Slam titles by surprising number 6 Grigor Dimitrov in 4 sets after he dropped the opener 1-6. American Sloane Stephens was the highest seed to fall. Donna Vekic cruised to a 6-1, 6-3 rout of the 4th-seeded Stevens. 5th-seeded Elena Svitolina also lost. She was knocked out by Tayana Maria after winning a first-set tiebreaker. American and 16th-seed Coco Vandeweghe was shown the door by Katerina Siniakova. Serena Williams advanced to the second round of the women's side, but she needed 6 match points before finishing off Arantxa Roos of the Netherlands, 7-5 and 6-3. 9th-seed Venus Williams also took her opening round match, as did 10th-seeded Madison Keys, 2nd-seed Caroline Wozniacki, number 7 Carolina Pliskova, and number 7 Julia George. Brazil and Belgium advanced to the World Cup quarterfinals, and they'll square off Friday in Russia. Neymar had a goal and an assist as the Brazilians blanked Mexico 2-0. Neymar has 11 goals and 9 assists in his last 19 games for Brazil. Belgium erased a 2-goal deficit before substitute Nasser Chaldi scored in the 4th minute of injury time to give his country a 3-2 win over Japan. Jan Vertonghen scored in the 69th minute, and substitute Maron Fellaini headed in another from Eden Hazard's cross in the 74th to not that score, as World Cup play continues in Russia. LeBron James has become the Pied Piper of Los Angeles as the Lakers continue to stockpile free agent talent. Meanwhile, the city of Cleveland is lamenting his loss. A person with knowledge of the situation says point guard Rajon Rondo has agreed to sign a 1-year contract with the Lakers, while another person confirmed that L.A. has given center JaVale McGee a 1-year package worth just under $2.4 million. ESPN says the Lakers will pay Rondo $9 million after he averaged 8.3 points and 8.2 assists for New Orleans last season. In Cleveland, the massive LeBron James banner hanging downtown is being removed again following the superstar's announcement that he's leaving the Cavaliers for the Lakers. It was also removed in 2010 when he decided to take his talents to South Beach. A person with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Derek Favors and the Utah Jazz have worked out a 2-year contract that could be worth up to $36 million. Favors averaged 12 points last season for the Jazz, who reached the Western Conference semifinals. The 8-year veteran has played the last 7 seasons with the Jazz. A person familiar with the decision says the Philadelphia 76ers and guard J.J. Redick have agreed to a 1-year contract. Redick averaged a career-high 17 points and shot 42% from 3-point range last season, his first with the Sixers. He's averaged 16 points over the last 5 seasons. A person with knowledge of the situation says that Suns owner Robert Sarver and general manager Ryan McDonough will meet Tuesday with star guard Devin Booker to discuss a new contract. The 21-year-old Booker is considered the heart of the Suns' plans for the future and a strong candidate for a maximum contract. And in hockey news, the Calgary Flames have added a much-needed scorer to their lineup. They signed forward James Neal to a 5-year deal worth $28.75 million. Neal is coming off a run to the Stanley Cup Finals with the Vegas Golden Knights, putting up 25 goals and 44 points in 71 regular season games before adding 6 goals and 11 points in 20 postseason games. The 30-year-old winger has reached the 20-goal mark in each of his 10 NHL seasons and produced a career-high 40 goals in the 2011-12 season. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.